This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden responded to reporters' questions Wednesday about the governors of Texas and Mississippi ending mask mandates and allowing businesses to fully reopen, saying it's a big mistake in the midst of this pandemic. Biden said as the nation makes progress with vaccinations, the last thing we need is Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. During the previous administration of Republican President Donald Trump, who downplayed the severity of COVID-19, despite eventually becoming infected himself, not wearing a mask became a political statement. Since taking office in January, Biden and top federal officials repeatedly have emphasized mask wearing and social distancing while the country escalates the number of Americans being vaccinated against the virus. The U.S. Capitol Police Department says it made significant security upgrades, including increased manpower after getting intelligence about a possible plot by a militia group to breach the Capitol today. The building where Congress meets has been protected with the help of National Guard troops, surrounded by an extended security perimeter with tall fencing since the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Trump. That mob breached the Capitol as members of Congress met to certify President Biden's election victory over Trump. Thursday's date is connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Trump, who repeatedly falsely claimed mass voter fraud cost him the election, would return to power on March the 4th. The threats prompted the House of Representatives to cancel its Thursday session. The Senate is scheduled to meet. Via remote, this is VOA News. The top intelligence officials of the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, made a troubling acknowledgement in congressional testimony on Wednesday. Neither agency had garnered intelligence indicating that supporters of former President Trump would storm the Capitol on January 6th in an effort to overturn the November election results. The testimony comes amid a growing controversy over whether the FBI and other agencies missed warning signs in the lead-up to the Capitol attack and then failed to adequately warn officials responsible for securing the government complex. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Wednesday he would not resign in the wake of a series of sexual misconduct accusations leveled against him by young women, but offered a fresh apology and vowed to fully cooperate with the review by the state's attorney general. An attorney for one of the three women accusing Cuomo of misconduct said the governor's apology was full of falsehoods. Cuomo said his behavior toward the women who have accused him of misconduct was unintentional and maintained that he never touched anyone inappropriately. The complaints about sexual misconduct emerge after questions mounted over Cuomo's handling of the coronavirus pandemic last year as it tore through the nursing homes in New York. New York state politicians, many of them fellow Democrats, have said that Cuomo tried to silence his critics and routinely governed through intimidation. Seated protesters flooded the streets of Mandalay, Myanmar's second biggest city, Thursday, today, to reject last month's military coup. Protests came a day after an estimated 38 people were killed in what a United Nations official called Myanmar's bloodiest day since the army takeover at the beginning of last month. Protesters have regularly taken to the streets of cities across Myanmar since the military seized power and ousted the elected government of leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials of her National League for Democracy Party. The military has claimed widespread fraud in last November's election, which led the NLD won in a landslide. Myanmar's Electoral Commission has denied the claims. And also, Iraq beefing up this week security as Pope Francis prepares to make his first ever trip to the country. He's due to arrive Friday, stay until Monday on a tour that will focus on the difficulties faced by Iraq's hard-pressed Christian community. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind,
voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today, in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, oh, my favorite tune, Lunch Time by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, Luka tamwasi umoko bala. Mario musalo de kulinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yote, ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembie, lelo bitumba lobi koswana na baye.
Kolinga kapesi bazei na mbongo Yo kandengi azaliko kabayo Na mitema ya basipi na mibali Yo moto zei na badiplon mitano Mario Sala kameme foro luka mosala Mario Pona nino zako baby saka usambu sakombo nobo Mario Ah, alembi
Baprotinga na pakolaka Zote koma sembe sembe Oko pete gana zoka Lobi na zwa maladi ya cancer Lobi tango na kopola yo, kimi na ye, Mario na baye, Mario na lembie.
Ba familia Mario bakani saka, Mario ape saka nga mosoro, zoka nga moto na lati saka ye, na li saka ye, na lali saka ye, Mario na lembie. better than that banana di coco. Banana goya yo. Olingo beba mama mokokoli.
African beat whale. Let's take some messages from our Facebook friends. And this one says, hello, David Vandy. My name is Idris Adam, BSC in bracket, from Bujode, Nigeria. And I'm a regular listener of the African beat show. I love you and your show, David. And please play some beautiful music for me. And I'll so much appreciate it. Idris Adamu from Bujode. Well, let's enjoy the good music now from the old school days.
Gabriel Omolo of Kenya and Mario by the great Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here today bringing you old school, the African Beat way.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African beat continues, this time to Sierra Leone, Gumbu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gumbu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone.
Come on. now who they hungry? Bobo,
I don't care.
Siba. Your mother go for farm, he no come where you say you come. Now who they hungry? Bobo.
I don't care, Eric Aguirre, man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Here is an email now which comes from Mogadishu in Somalia. And the sender is Abdi Nasir Ali. And he says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you?" "Well, I'm fine." "I'm sure you're fine." "I really love this super show of yours, for it is a very nice show. Everybody loves it. You are really the president of the African Beat, and we are the followers of your order. I really love listening to this super show. Sometimes when I am busy, I miss the chance of listening. I regret it. And listen again from the MP3 in the page of VOA. David, you have really done a super job for us. Africans are proud of you, and we wish you well every time, any day." Thanks so much, Abdi Nasir Ali of Mogadishu, Somalia. Thank you very much for that beautifully worded letter there, Abdi Nasir. Well, I hope I continue to keep you satisfied with more music as we move along. Don't forget, today is old school, the African Beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jabate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie, Africa's reggae king from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beatle by Charlatan Bango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jabate of Mali.
And here's another email from Bolanle Ojo, and he writes, "Hello, David, from the United Arab Emirates. Wow, do you listen to me right over there? Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You are doing a great job. Well done. I just finished watching you on CNN. It would be a great pleasure to be on your show someday. I am a Nigerian. I do traditional gospel, African music, poetry, and chants. And I know I'll be on the African beat someday." Definitely, Bolanle, you will be on the African beat when the album is out. Let me get a copy of it. You can also send it as an MP3 copy to my email and also your bio. Then we can start talking about it and playing your music on the show. Thank you so much for writing to the African beat from the United Arab Emirates. We appreciate your effort. Now let's get on with some music. This is the African beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Lee.
Thank you.
Autumn Bango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire and Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America with yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. And I come to your door Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is the one next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. The Dark City Sisters of South Africa and Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your home, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Edison Uru of Nigeria. And to you, Isaac Sowa in Freetown, Sierra Leone, Jowanda, my friend and your family, and not forgetting all members of the African Beat fan club around the world. I am David Van Der here in Washington, saying bye-bye.